Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seth, overall, what'd you make of your outing tonight?
Obviously, the final wasn't what we wanted, but, I thought I battled out there. I thought I was throwing the ball really well early, and I left a couple curveballs up there to Bichette and then to Shaw. And then I felt like I made some pretty good pitches after that. Next inning, leadoff walk to Kirk. That hurt me pretty big. But other than that, I thought I threw the ball how I wanted, located pitches well. And, it's tough whenever you get beat by that many singles.
In that fifth inning when you started to lose command, fall behind 3-0 a few times, were you tiring at all or was it something mechanical? What specifically happened when you seemed to lose that command a little bit there in the fifth?
Well, I felt like I was a little out front of myself. You know, I spiked a couple pitches, missed down. So then I tried to stay back, and then I missed up. And it took me a few pitches to find that sweet spot. Ideally, you can make that adjustment in one or two pitches rather than five or six. But I was able to come back and make pitches after that moving forward.
Seth, in that fourth inning when you beat Shaw to third base, can you just take us through the thought process in the moment when you realize JD's not covering and kind of turn it into, okay, I got to try and beat him to the bag here quickly?
Well, the previous batter hit the ball in the same spot. And, I made a quick move to make it that direction, but I could tell it was hit a little soft. And my only hope was that JD could make a bare hand play. And then I knew I was going to pitch Grichuk the same way. And Bichette the second time. I was going to pitch him the same way. And once he hit the ball there, I knew he didn't have much power down the line, so pitching him in was the right way to go. But, I caught the ball, and I got ready to toss it, and I could tell JD was still moving towards the ball. So at that, there's no way to go back to first base, so I had to commit to go to third. And I almost stood up, but I saw him sliding, and I think that was the best way I could get my foot out there to beat him to the bag.
Did you know you beat him in the moment, or were you waiting on that review?
Yeah, I knew, and I think he knew, too. He went straight to the dugout.
That's just a follow-up on that play. Is that the first time you've attempted a play like that?
That's the first time I've ever seen it, much less attempted it, so yeah.
And were you surprised initially that he was actually out?
Well, no, because I knew he was not a very good runner. So, like I said, the previous play before, the only play we'd have is a one-handed throw to first base, but Bichette moves pretty good, so I know there was no play at first, so the only way to go was to third.
What did the guys say anything to you in the dugout after that?
Yeah, I've had some compliments over the play. Most people say that they've never seen it before, and one unassisted at third base it's not a common play.
Thanks.
Hey, Seth, you've kind of gradually built up here the last couple starts. What does it feel like to go through a lineup, most of the way a third time, and how are you feeling physically within these outings as you've built up?
Feeling pretty good. Like Steve asked, my mechanics kind of got away from me for two batters. I was able to make the adjustment, and I'd like to get through six. As a starter, that's your job is to get through six. Save the bullpen because they got to face them again tomorrow. I don't. So, in that regard, I got to be better than that and pitch deeper into a game.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Mike Puma.
Now, you guys have
you guys have played a little bit better here lately, but do you worry at all that you're just going to run out of time here?
Well, that's a realistic thing, but if we're focused on that, we're focused on the wrong thing. So I can't think like that, and I'm hoping other guys aren't as well. Hopefully we can just focus on what we can control, and that's execute pitches, execute plays, having good approaches at the plate. And if we can do that, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot. So I think that's where our focus needs to be.